I want to swing back for a final point or discussion here. I'm curious what your thoughts were about Dennis Slamon's presentation of the BCARG study, the second time now that he's presented now with follow-up data. Can you talk about what that study looked at and where it's at right now?
My feeling of Dennis Slamon's study is that overwhelming body of evidence in adjuvant therapy has clearly established that anthracycline-based therapies are superior than non-anthracycline-based therapy. In his study, still with the updated analysis, that arm with the carboplatin is somewhat inferior, numerically inferior, although the differences may not be as striking as they were when he presented the two-year follow-up. But still, there are more recurrences in that subset of patients. And he did not go into the details of the toxicity. He tries to paint a picture that, oh, these patients did not experience toxicity. I think whenever I use these type of combinations in metastatic disease, these platinum-based compounds have substantial toxicity also, which at times could be sizable to these patients who are postmenopausal.
Well, I guess the one thing he was particularly emphasizing was cardiac toxicity.
Cardiac toxicity, I think, he is blowing way out of proportion. I think the benefit, the way anthracycline-based chemotherapies, because the tumors which are HER2-new positive are also the same type of tumors which are also TOPO2 positive. Very small number of patients will be TOPO2 overexpressed, but they will be HER2 negative. If you look at what is that number is anywhere from 1 to 11%. Because it is in the same amplicons, and they are most of the time co-amplified. So I personally think that I would not change my practice based on that data.
What is the regimen that you're using right now for most patients?
Our approach in those type of patients at MD Anderson is that if they come in a neoadjuvant setting, what we just talked about, that's what we offer to the patient. If the patient has already local therapy, then we will use the NSABP type of approach.